Our very brief reading today comes from the latter part of Paul's letter to the Ephesians. The entire context is that we will either live the life of the pagans, walking in darkness, or we will be renewed and put on the new person governed by the light of truth, who is Jesus. So, two paths are placed before us. And Paul is very clear. We must always be careful not to make room for the devil. The only way we do this is to walk in love. We are here with our Eucharistic Lord. We know what he desires for us. He desires that we walk in love and be renewed. It is, however, so very easy to allow just a little bit of room for the devil, to keep some very small and very few dark places for ourselves. As you can imagine, as we are present here with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that is never the answer he wants to hear. That's never the way. We simply cannot give any room to the devil. We cannot do this and hope to be truly renewed in mind and spirit. And we cannot give any room to the devil and hope to advance the mission of Jesus Christ, who here in our midst wants us to go to the ends of the earth and proclaim his good news. Those ends of the earth are in those small places in our lives and in the lives of those we love, in our parishes and in our communities. And so, my sisters and brothers, let us pledge to Jesus here present that we will truly do our best to make no room for the devil, but will instead allow Jesus to expand our hearts and fill them with his love. Let us pledge to Jesus that he can use us to advance his kingdom and bring salvation to our world. 6 years ago, I came here to Lansing with one goal in mind: to help all of us get to heaven. I renew that promise of my ministry today. It is phrased differently, of course. That is, as a pledge to advance the new evangelization. But it's the same. It's to get us to heaven. I need your help and your prayers to do that. My brother priests especially, I here again give my life to Jesus, and I ask you to do the same. My brother deacons, I here again pledge my service and love to Jesus, and I ask you to do the same. My sisters and brothers all, I here again offer to Jesus my entire life, and I ask you to do the same. Let us now take a few minutes in silence before our Eucharistic Lord and offer him our very lives. Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. Lord,
Now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My eyes have seen salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations, and the glory of your people Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace.
O God, who in this wonderful sacrament have left us a memorial of your passion, grant us, we pray, so to revere the sacred mysteries of your body and blood, that we may always experience in ourselves the fruits of your redemption, who live and reign with God the Father in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
Together, let us say the divine praises. Blessed be God.
Blessed be his holy name.
Blessed be Jesus Christ, true God and true man. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Blessed be his most sacred heart. Blessed be his most precious blood. Blessed be Jesus in the most holy sacrament of the altar. Blessed be the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete. Blessed be the great Mother of God, Mary, most holy. Blessed be her holy and immaculate conception. Blessed be her glorious assumption. Blessed be God and Mother. Blessed be Saint Joseph, her most chaste spouse. Blessed be God in his angels and in his saints. 6 years ago, the day after my installation, I dedicated our diocese to Our Lady, and I'd like to renew that tonight. Particularly paying attention to the icon of Our Lady of Guadalupe, the patroness of the Americas and the patroness of the new evangelization. We come before you, Mary, Mother of the Church and our Mother, asking you to place under your protective mantle this local church of the Diocese of Lansing. Like you, the church's first and most perfect member, we too stand at the foot of the cross as witnesses to what human sinfulness is capable of inflicting on the body of Christ. As your Son crushed the head of the ancient serpent, who is the father of lies, so now intercede for us with God, that our diocese may be delivered from all evil and be preserved in holiness and truth. By your prayers, hasten the coming of the justice and mercy of God. Watch over us all, clergy, consecrated men and women, and laity, with maternal care, so that as members of one family of faith, our bonds of communion may grow stronger, our love for one another deeper, the practice of our faith more devout, our witness to Christ more heroic, for the sake of our mission to be salt and light for the world, we entrust our diocese to you, Our Lady, Mary of the Immaculate Conception.